Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Look, welcome to the face. Think Loud crew. Wait, is that a thing? Yeah, Think Loud crew.
Oh, my God.
This is Get the out. Man. This All is right. the man you guys have been demanding
this
for
is
the
him.
Intro.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Think Loud crew, moms. Damn.
Oh, my God.
All right, no, I'm just playing with y'all. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Think Loud crew podcast. We need to change the whole three moms thing because Shannon is just absent.
First of all, don't say it like that.
And I'm just a normal guest at this point. Like, this just needs to be my seat, and I'm going to bring my own name tag.
He said, Shannon is absent.
Y'all, I'm going to start requesting pay. I need money.
I'm going to tell your wife just to take care of you at night. I'm going to flip that tonight pillow.
Man,
I
don't put that thing on tonight so much. I try to psych her out. I leave it on not tonight now. Hoping she'll start an argument, like, you don't want to have sex, then.
It's a pillow on her bed, and you don't want to know.
Okay. And it doesn't work.
Really just says tonight, not tonight.
But yeah.
Today
on
my
show, I have Cheyenne, my lovely wife.
Hi, guys.
I have my in-law, R.
Am I your in-law?
Your sister-in-law.
It's an in-law, right? Yeah. Okay.
I guess in-law.
And then we got my dog, Turnhand, in the house, baby. My partner in crime.
Yeah, so this is part two, guys. Welcome back.
Part two.
This is part two. We're going to dive deep into the TurboFit app.
Yes.
Pause.
Yes.
Kate.
I was just kidding.
You know what, we're Zach? Done with Zach.
You set the tone.
We're done
you
with
set
Zach.
The tone.
So I think the number one thing is,
what is TurboFit?
What is TurboFit?
Man, right. Hold on. I got to get to the bottom of this. Did you guys come up with TurboFit? Like, okay, it's Turnhand, Bowdry. Is it Tur and Bow? And then y'all just threw the fit in there?
You know what? It's funny. No, so my nickname in college was Turbo. Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah, so that was my nickname, and I was real fast, and my name Turhan, and just kind of turned into that.
Okay.
And, but yeah, so one day Dave was like, hey, wait. So people called me Tur for short. And, yeah, what up, Tur? What up, Tur? And David's name was Bo. And he came to me one day, he said, do you realize they call you Tur and me Bo, and together we're Turbo?
Turbo.
I was like, oh!
Oh my God!
Mind blown.
Off to the moon!
Oh my God!
This was meant to be.
Wait, before we dive into this too, I also had another sidetrack question. There is a beefy ring on your finger.
Oh,
is that a sports? Like, what is this ring from?
Yes, it's a sports ring. No, it's a national championship.
I won it a beefy ring.
And that's a beef. It's a big ring.
As a coach, at,
that's dope.
Yeah, so I have one as a player and one as a coach, or two as a coach.
Wow. So you have three of those.
Damn it, I want a ring.
I need to see you wear all three of these one day.
I'm talking about like a sports ring.
I got one.
I lost it. Won a championship. Pop Warner.
Yeah.
Got rings.
I never got a ring to win anything. I just got a wedding ring.
You got a wedding ring.
Yeah, you won.
So athletic for that. All right.
Not so athletic.
Shut up, Zach.
Pause.
Okay, do you want to start with what TurboFit is or how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, so I'll start with what TurboFit is. TurboFit is a fitness application that incorporates the science behind music with fitness. So there are a lot of studies out there that show that your brain will sync to the tempo of the music, and it, what it does is it helps you with repetitive motion. So if you have the right music and the right tempo, I mean, most people, you know, they put on their jam when they want to work out, and it helps you, you know, push through that last set or whatever you're doing. And it also, there's a lot of research that music plays a huge role, almost like an antidepressant for, well, treatment in depression. So you put both exercise and music together, that's an incredible marriage for, you know, overall health and wellness, you know, mentally success. And physically and all that. So
I didn't know that about music.
Yeah, it's a really, really amazing thing. So it just is it, science is saying that it's just as effective as actually taking a pill.
Mm-hmm. The different frequencies, like the hertz play into it. There's a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we decided we can pretty much curate our own music and put it behind the workouts. And there's a doctor, his name is Dr. Kara Georges. Actually, we tried to get him, he agreed to be a part of the app, but he was a little too expensive. But he did research for Nike and found that there was an athlete who, a track athlete, I can't remember his name, but he got hurt, you know, kind of like Zach, actually, it was a hamstring. And they actually hired him for him. So he was, you know, mentally out of it, but they hired him to get his mojo back. And so what he did was he came up with a theme song. They gave this, he gave this athlete a theme, his own theme song, and found out, you know, what kind of music he liked and all that. And he trained to this one particular song that they actually created for him. And and you know, I believe he didn't win, but I think he took third in some.
He ran again.
Nice. Exactly. So, so we use that and we put it together, and we have indie artists, independent artists that we've licensed their music, and it's great stuff. You get the opportunity to listen to it. You'd be like, how come this is not on the radio?
The music
side of it.
On the app, there's fitness workouts, but there's also music that I can shuffle through or listen.
Yes.
Discover.
So, absolutely. So the music that's behind the fitness, we have our own section, and our artists have, you know, some of their videos in there as well. And so you can use it not just when you're doing a workout on your TV, but if you're going for a walk or, you know, going for a run or, you know, we have spin, cycling in the app as well. You can listen to it separate.
So what if I was an artist and I wanted to get my music on the app. Is that a thing? Like, could I hit you up and say, I have a great track that I run to all the time, and I think it would be great on your platform?
Absolutely. Yeah, we encourage that, and artists have come and approached us, and yeah, we've put
do
their music in the app.
Do it through the app? Is there an email? Like,
yeah, so there's, if they go to turbofit.com or turbofitapp.com, either both are the same. Yeah, there's a place for the artists. They look under the music section, and they can send us their contact. It's an actual place for just that.
Yeah. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So within, why did you want to do this? I mean, we heard your story about why you wanted to get fit, but what made you take it from volleyball coach, fit, everything is good, to now I want a fitness app?
Mm-hmm. So my background is in physical education. That's what my degree is in. They call it kinesiology now, to make it sound.
It sounds so cool.
More intriguing. Yeah.
I didn't know but, that.
Yeah, that's when the first So anyway, I just love teaching fitness, and I said, well, gosh, I have 20 kids in my class. You know, I could grow my class to a million kids through an application or through a website or DVD is actually what we're trying to do, DVD videos.
Not the DVD.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It's been some years that this has been a, like a conversation and like the development, like the app is here now, but there was a lot of
when this was
work.
First talking, this was going to be a DVD.
Yeah, this was going to be a DVD, actually for kids fitness.
Okay.
And so I went to David, I went to Bo with this, and he loved the idea, and he immediately helped. He actually was the producer of our first kids' videos. I got to bring that to you guys.
I would love to see this.
It was actually hilarious. Actually, it's pretty cool. But we had dance. We had all kinds of different things. All the things that kids would love.
Is this when you were doing homeschooling?
Yeah, this is when I was doing homeschooling. Okay. Yeah, back in the day. And I was the principal of my own homeschool.
Wait, homeschools have principals?
Well, I was the principal of my kids.
I was the principal and mine. Did you not get what I said?
This is my class.
Right, my kids, yeah.
I love it. That's so funny.
But yeah, so we found that there was a huge need for physical education for homeschool kids because there was nothing. Mm. You know, and I went to an organization called K-12, which they're huge now, huge, millions of kids. But back then, I said, do you have any physical education curriculum? They said, well, no, but, there's people in the park that you can go out to. I'm like, wait, what? People in the park? Mm. And it's mandatory. You have to have physical education. Even in homeschool, you have to have it. Mm-hmm. So I said, would you be interested in if I produce some videos? And so and they were like, yeah. So that's when it started. But then I had a brother-in-law who was starting an application company, and he was like, you need to make this an app. And so, boy, it's been a long journey from then,
DVDs to apps.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that speaks to, your journey as, an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have a lot of guests on here who come on here that have started a business, have failed at a business, have been successful at a business, just from all different spectrums and have talked about it. So for both of you guys as entrepreneurs, how has your overall experience been?
You go first.
Yeah, it's been rough. I mean, being an entrepreneur isn't easy. It's nothing that's gonna happen overnight. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still not, where I want to be. I'm not content. So I'd say just my advice to being an entrepreneur is just, don't give up. Keep at it. You're going to fail.
Yeah.
And you got to keep going. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Not all it is, but that's just a little piece of it.
Yeah.
I can give you. Yeah. You got to take those lessons. Take them to the chin. Don't let it, discourage you. Don't let it knock you down, because it's going to happen. And you want it to happen, because it's going to, teach you a lot about yourself. So.
Yeah.
Just pick yourself up, dust your shoulders off, and keep going.
Yeah.
I watched this clip that one of my friend, but she's also my photographer. She did our wedding, Asha. She held a panel yesterday, and I watched a clip she posted of someone else posting of her that stuck out to me. And she was talking about, I'm assuming she was talking about being an entrepreneur, because I think that's what it was all about. And she had said, if you're scared, do it fucking scared. Like, still do it.
Yeah.
Just do it scared. And I was sitting there like, damn, I only watched 2 seconds of this, and this really stuck with me. But it was so like, dang, that makes so much sense, because it is scary to be an entrepreneur. You don't know if it's going to be successful. You don't know if it's going to fail. But when I watched that, it like hit me right at that moment. Like, dang, okay, do it scared. Like, because you're still, just still do it.
You don't know how it's going to be received.
The thing is, as an entrepreneur, you got to look at it like you got 100 different ways to do something. You can do it. Do all 100. If 99 of them fail and that one succeed, that's all you need. Don't matter. That 99 times, just shit. Yeah. Gave you more repetition. That's all. Yeah. Helped you out for that 100th one. So you're good to go.
Yeah, I know someone who had a business and it failed under one name. And they put it away and they came back.
Different name.
Revamped it, redid the whole thing, different name.
Took off.
Yeah. Took off. And it was like, it's always right there. You just
Clasa, Clasa Azul, I think that's how you say it, the tequila brand.
The one with the bell?
The one that everybody swears is the best tequila is actually the worst tequila. And you can Google it. It was some of the worst tequila that was out there, and all they did was go back to square one. They repackaged the bottle, put a bell on top.
Yeah. Bread. That's it. Yeah.
Their marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah. Whoever did their marketing, it's good.
All their bottles, I guess, they're not all the same. They're all like different hand painted designs. So, you know, that's all it takes. Something that simple.
Pay for the tequila. Pay for the labor.
Pay for the labor. Pay for the ding ding. And now it's up there. So.
I do like that bell.
Yeah, I like it too. It's a good looking bottle, but if you taste the tequila, it's not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, branding is huge. Yeah.
1942, it's a good tequila, but it's not that good. You can find someone to shove that's $40. That tastes just as good.
Yeah.
You sound like my daddy.
Yeah, I was going to say. You've been hanging around top four.
That's why we get along. That's why we get along.
Brought up tequila.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Turhan, what would your entrepreneurial experience, if you had to describe it to us, how's it been?
Oh, my Lord. I would say... the key word that sticks out in my mind, perseverance. You have to be willing to persevere to the end. And there's no, you know, in my mind, I'll just tell you, the hardest part is really convincing people to believe in your product and what you're doing. And when you do, and so we, you know, we're able to get some people to believe in us. You know, I had a friend of mine who said, first thing you got to get is you know, friends, families, and fools on board with your product. Because the seed round is the most difficult, you know, thing in the world. And people aren't really investing in your product. They're investing in you, you know, so... It's a huge responsibility in that sense.
Can you
say
that again? I feel like that's such an important thing to know in terms of business or dealing with investors.
Yes.
Just them, that they're investing in you.
Yes, like it's... 100%. They're investing in you. And I've had them tell me that, too. It's like, listen, I didn't really get, you know, big investment until I was willing to quit my 9 to 5 and just...
Go all in.
Went after it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the same guy that one of my big investors said, I wasn't gonna invest in you until you quit.
Dang.
I actually had two of them say that to me, because they want to know that you're 100% committed and you're all in, you know, and you can't have to do anything. But yeah, so that's the big pressure, but that's what keeps me going too. You know, the people that have you know, given and supported financially and you know, and in other ways too. I just, you know, I will not stop. I'll be 80 years old and be turbo fitting till you know this thing goes. So it's a difficult thing. So I'd say perseverance is a key. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How were you even able? I feel like me listening to you, I would want to know, like, if I was trying to develop a product or app. How did you even go about finding investors?
Oh, man. I worked at a school, and I was very affluent. And so there were I had a lot of opportunities to, you know, talk to, like, literally billionaires. I had some of my kids, I was a teacher, some of my kids were billionaires. And you know, so I'd learned how to put a business plan together, you know, watch some videos.
Yeah.
put a business plan together. And back then, like, this was over 10 years ago when I was really thinking about it and getting serious about it. And so the people that I went to in the beginning, they were like, fitness application, what is this? I mean, there was really nothing on the market at the time. And so I had a really good, his daughter was one of my clients. I was training his daughter. And they, I mean, stinking rich. You know, he's a billionaire. And he did.
When we end this, I'm about to be like, what school was that?
Yeah. I'll tell you the school. And so anyway, he had his people do research on it. And he's like, yeah, there's nothing, you know, like it. And, you know, he supported me a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. gave me a little bit of money. But he's like, I can't really go all in because I don't know anything about this. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, it's funny, some years later, then, you know, Peloton comes out and all these other big applications come out and they're making millions and millions of dollars a month. And so I'm always wanted to go back and say,
when I showed you this 10 years ago?
Right.
It's crazy how, like, yeah. something can be so needed and necessary and, like, part of our essential, like, being and, like, taking care of health and wellness, but it may not be on trend, or it may be a new introduction of thought or, like, practice, and it's not always, like, that timing really makes a difference.
Oh,
so
gosh,
that's where that perseverance really comes in.
And it sounds like networking.
Oh,
yeah. You had to, like, network for yourself or advocate for yourself and what you believed in.
And you had a plan. There's a lot of people who don't want to take the time to do that business plan.
Yeah.
Like, that's tedious. Like, it takes work and research, and it's
So at what point did you get, like, your first big investor?
My first investor was Uncle David was my first investor.
So Dave,
if you didn't give David that right there, he would have been real sour listening.
He'd have been like, her.
Yeah, he was the first one and the biggest, and he's the biggest to this day, actually. So it was him, and then I got another coaching friend on board who did really well in the coaching world, and and another, it was just friends and family. Nothing big. And so I did, though, over a couple of years, speak to, I mean, a lot of big people. There's one guy in particular who I had 10 meetings. That's another thing, too. When you're doing, don't expect to get money on the first ask. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking to somebody, it's going to take 8, 10, maybe 15 meetings. So I had 10 meetings, 10 hour-long meetings with one of the owners of the NHL, the National Hockey League. He also created America's Cup. And he also created the largest soccer tournament in the world.
Okay, hold up.
Champions League.
Where are you?
This is amazing.
Holler at us now.
Yeah, this guy's a bit like.
Can we revisit?
Yes. like Larry Ellison, I believe, from Oracle is his best buddy. Like,
can
this
somebody find him?
It's from that school.
So you had all these meetings with him?
Yeah, we had all these meetings, and he kind of turned into a mentor. He mentored me on business, and, you know, he recognized that I knew fitness, but I didn't know business, and I didn't know technology. And so he, like, recommended books for me to read, and until the next meeting, and I had to read this, and I had to study this. And
oh, he was He was teaching. Me. Yeah, he was helping you.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like meeting people like that. It's special.
Yeah. So at our final meeting that we had, I'll never forget. We went to this really nice place. I had my whole TurboFit team. Everybody was together, and we were at the table, waiting for him to, you know, sign on the dotted line. And he was like, "Well."
I'm trying not to laugh, but it's like, no.
It was the biggest letdown of my life.
Oh my God. And, what was his reason?
He's more in the sports. He wanted us to go into more the sports side of it, which is something that we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, if you were in that, you know, he's friends with, what is his name? Ronaldo,
Christian Ronaldo.
It's
okay. Now that we know this is new information. Now that we know this
information, we can go on the sports. We can do whatever you want us to do.
I know what was wrong with me. So anyway, yeah. But I still, have access to him.
You had your vision. I feel like you had your vision, and you still have your vision of what you want TurboFit to be.
Yeah.
And I think that, even though it was a letdown in that moment, in the long run, when this plays out, mm-hmm. when this becomes so successful and becomes a household name, mm-hmm. and it's still your vision, that's going to be the greatest feeling.
I really appreciate
and
you saying
what?
That. I really
you
appreciate
and
that.
You and Uncle David, y'all are the ones that are literally, like, y'all are the ones who are doing the work. Y'all are in there for the grind. Yeah. So when it does come back to that point, we're going to be looking at these people talking about,
you never know. You can always, it can always develop and change into something new. Because with time, you've had to develop it and change it. As it you said, morphs. It went from DVDs to now it's an app. Yeah. So it's like, if you later on see, like, okay, maybe it should be more sport-related or more this-related, then it's okay to change, like, what the initial of it was. And then we can go find the rich billionaire guy who's friends with the Rinaldi man.
Right, exactly.
Rinaldi man. Isn't there Ronaldo?
I don't know.
And then there's, like, Ronaldinho.
Okay, Kyle. There's a here bunch of R names. Go.
I don't know.
Go.
I try to figure out which
there's
one.
A bunch of R names.
Oh, here she goes with the names.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
All right, so...
Actually, I think it's really fascinating because I feel like there's so many times, especially being in California or LA, and I imagine it goes on in New York and stuff, your big cities where you can be in these meetings with these people who are, you know, in the blink of an eye, the snap of their fingers, be able to write the check and change the whole trajectory of a project. But it's also like sometimes those letdowns, those like moments of disappointment, are the greatest lessons or moments that you need, because then it's like it makes you go back to the drawing board and really hone in on your skill, or like, what is this, you know, how does this actually apply, where does this fit in? So
yeah, that's so true.
I love business and being an entrepreneur, but it is one of the scariest things of my existence.
Yeah, with every failure, you learn, you know, you learn something new and you pivot and, okay, this didn't work, so let's go in this direction. So yeah,
it is not a linear journey.
Yeah, no.
So present day, I guess it would be like, how do you see TurboFit? Where do you see it going? I know you guys have, you brought Zach onto the team. Yes. Where's your place in it? Like, what do you think about TurboFit? I'm curious.
I mean, I've watched TurboFit develop for a while now. You're an investor in it too, right?
I've invested in it.
Yeah, so I know Chad's invested in it. It's been a thing that's been going on for quite a while now. And now it's kind of seeing it all develop in the app, you know, be present, and you can download it and actually go do a workout. It's like, damn, you know, y'all did it. And I tip my hat to you guys. Like I said, you have to stay down in entrepreneurship. And this is the definition of they stayed down. You see, they said they went from a DVD to an app. That's a big time gap right there. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, dedication.
And you can screen it on the TV, your computer. Yeah. Like when I was in DC, I used to use it a lot. And I think actually hearing about it for so long and then being able to, like you said, like actually
physically go get it,
download it and be like, oh, let me see what workout I want to do. And be like, okay, pair. And then you're like, David and Turhan did this. Like, that's my feeling. And it's exciting. And it's inspired my fitness journey. Like, right now I'm doing a lot of work and getting certifications and studying things that have to do with, like, postpartum recovery and, like, health and wellness for the woman's body. And one of the classes I'm doing this month is a pre- and postnatal fitness certification.
Whoa.
And I know Shine and I both did some. Shine and I are on the app. There's some videos.
We're
in some of those videos where we're doing these workouts, but it's like, you know, when I was figuring out my recovery plan and like my health journey and my fitness journey, I was like, I can't wait for me now. I'm in this phase where I'm like, I can't wait to finish my certification so I can like plug into the app more so I can be like, hey, y'all, like it's just a different feeling versus like, oh, just sign up for my family stuff or like go check out what this is because it's good for you. But like, I'm excited to insert myself.
That's incredible.
On their app.
That is incredible.
Because to make an app takes a lot of time and money. And I think it's, you guys have put that base there. Yeah. And it gives a platform not only to the musicians, but like to different fitness instructors or enthusiasts to be able to share and teach and provide the information in different states of your health journey. So I want you guys to go download the TurboFit app.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this whole thing is about. No, I'm just kidding.
Get the app but no, now. Really.
No, but it's like, it's cool. There's different types of workouts. There's bar workouts, like turn into, there's cycling workouts, there's yoga things, there's prenatal. There's even some like boxing like drills on there. Yeah. So like there's different things that
you could speak to everybody.
Yeah.
It's about finding something that you love. And when you find something that you love, you'll do it for the rest of your life. Yeah. And that has been my philosophy.
And it's easy to get the kids involved.
You know? Yeah.
It's I gotta go find some of my old videos because I used to record it because what I really want on the app is I want a feature where like me, just a regular person, if I do a recording or do it like follow a workout, I can like upload my workouts to like my profile that, you know, so other people could be like, oh, you know what? Look at that body type. That looks like more of my body type. I may not look like the instructor, but I look like that girl right there. Like, and she's doing it. Because, you know, we're such visual people. So it's...
I love that.
I don't know. I really...
Turhan's like, don't add anything else to this app. I'm not trying to add anything. All right? No. Leave me alone. Get what I got going right now.
No, I feel like it's so real in terms of that community, like that sense of community. Yeah. And like...
I think Zach and I were talking about it the other night, like as far as... It's one thing to have an app, and it's another thing to have that sense of community.
Yeah.
And we were going back and forth with, like, ideas. Because the app is something that we not only are invested in, but believe in. Mm-hmm. And now we're at a place where, you know, we've talked to Turhan and David, and we're like, okay, what can we do? Like, how do we help? How do we make it better? How do we... take what you have and let's go higher. Yeah. And one of the things we were talking about was community.
Yeah.
And within like developing, like even to me, like, what did we say? The Facebook?
It's like a marketplace basically where, you know, you could check in, everybody can
like
kind of share. Yeah. It's a group thing.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of host, you know, workouts every now and then, once a month, you guys can go do a hike together or whatever. It just basically makes people feel real involved and together like a community.
We really need another sweat for VLCAD. Cheyenne with her nonprofit, and we had like that
sponsored by TurboFit.
It was TurboFit,
just like that. I just think right now, me coming in and partnering with TurboFit, I'm trying to work on the marketing side of what we have going on. Like Turhan said, I'm trying to introduce sports. I'm trying to, if I can, you know, get it introduced into my old high school. Get all the kids just on the football program to download the app and start from there. Just, you know. Not add to the app, but just expand to the consumers of who's using the app.
I love it. Fantastic.
In addition to, like, musicians being able to upload their music, can different instructors who aren't already on the app, can they upload their workouts?
Yeah, so that's one of the features of the app is we can go live. And so right now we have live classes coming out of Calabasas, California, from a place called Dig Cycle.
That's where we went to. I've been there before.
Yep. And you're in one of the cycling videos.
I am in one of those cycling videos, and I thought I was going to die. I cannot lie to you guys. I thought life was over.
Oh, my goodness.
And I remember David was next to me, and he just kept saying, like, just act like you're doing it. And he didn't break a sweat, and he was like really doing it, and I was like,
"Oh my god!"
It was so bad.
I want to see this.
I think we need to do some more family recording days.
Yeah, but this was like
we got YouTube
videos. This
was videos.
Like right when I was not working out. I feel like any time they have ever asked me to be on the app is at like a plateau of like. I haven't done anything. I haven't worked out. I haven't done it.
But that's the beauty of it because the people that are starting that probably are starting right where you at.
Yep. Yeah.
So exactly. They get to build and go through the journey with you.
Because I was like, Dave, why would you want me on it? I look crazy. I can't do half this stuff. And he's
that's
like, no,
the point.
We want you.
That's the point.
I'm like, so you're just exploiting me. You're exploiting the fact that I look shitty doing this workout.
Yes.
But I didn't even go back to watch that cycling one. Is it on the app?
Yeah.
Because I'm so embarrassed.
It's actually awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's great.
I need to go see how I look. All I know is my hair was really cute that day. I think I had a bob.
It was.
Put me in a
It was.
And you.
I'm not even
kidding. Put me in a cycling class. I eat that shit up, boy.
Zach would be like, who's your favorite instructor?
Alex Toussaint.
He would be like that guy. He'd be like, do the chest. do the chest. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing the feet. I'm doing the feet. I can't do the chest.
It's the music,
though.
It's frequency. It's the beat. That's I noticed that when I'm on the bike. It's one, two, one, two. It's everything is to the rhythm, but it helps. It helps you.
And then you can get your breathing.
Yeah, you can sync your breathing into it and everything. It just, it really helps. So the music incorporation in the app is genius to me.
Yeah, it is. I think when the app was first introduced to me, I was like, okay, another fitness app. You know, like everything else. And everything else in this whole world is saturated. Reality TV, everything. Saturated. You want a clothing brand, saturated.
Food, it's what you
saturated.
Do different.
It's just, water, it is what it is. So at first I was like, you know. But then, you know, it was David coming to me. I was, you know, still throwing rocks at Dave back then. So...
boulders.
Then I heard, okay, now it's music. And then I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. Even though everyone knows I'm not too into music, but just the difference of this app versus the next app, I liked that there was something different. And I always like a good come up story. So if I was an artist, I would love to be able to put my music on a platform that can reach a bigger audience than maybe my own particular audience.
And help people at the same time.
So I'm like, okay, this is, the more and more I learned about it, the easier it was for me to get behind. Mm-hmm. And then when it was like, okay, now come do the workout, I was like, okay, you guys have lost your goddamn minds.
But you know what? We all showed up.
Yeah.
We were all doing our workouts. Corey's involved as well. Like, it's a... Talk about a blended family application.
Corey did a shoot with him, and there was a really nice girl, but she was built everywhere. And he looked like he was dying, and I remember just laughing at him, like, bro, she's not sweating at all. You look ridiculous. And he got out of it, was all, like, bent over and was like, that was so hard. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so it just looks good, but it doesn't actually, like, work or anything. Yeah. Like, it was the actual process of watching the app being built and, I think, seeing the behind the scenes
really
and then now seeing it come into, like, what's
it's
that
like
word?
A real applicate. It's like a
it's just nuts. So I think that's why we are all excited that you guys came on the podcast, can talk about it on the podcast, and I'm hoping that people hear this, get behind it just as much as we're behind it, download it. Turhan, do we have a code?
Yes.
There's a code.
Yes, the code.
TLC. 30.
Yes.
Oh my God.
For 30% off.
IMC.
I had this visual in the car where I was going to do the T, Shad was going to be the L, and you're going to be like,
he wasn't going to do that.
I know.
He wasn't going to do that. No.
It didn't make it out the car. Like,
so
obviously.
For our YouTube family, we'll make sure that we put a link to the app that you guys can download it and then put in your code. You can get a discount.
No, go ahead.
No, what do you mean?
Let us know, Zach.
I thought you were finished. No, I was going to say, and I'm going to be frequently posting on my Instagram story. There'll be a post every now and then on my actual page. But Snapchat, if you follow me on Snap, it is Zach Terrell Davis. Watch me on there. Trust me, I'm going to be posting it daily. I post the link like 10 times a day. So.
I feel like our Snapchats are so much more lit than any other application.
It's way
now.
More lit. Way more lit. By far.
You guys, I have abandoned Instagram altogether.
I post on a minimum.
So much fun.
On a minimum 60 posts a day. Yeah. I'm telling y'all, it's day in the life. So just follow me on there. I work out in the morning. I post the link.
It's so much more real.
Show you guys what workout I'm doing on the app so you guys can join me. And yeah, we could get on this journey together, man, because I'm not where I want to be. I'm trying to bulk up. I shedded the excess body fat that I had. Now it's time to put on.
Mm-hmm. Let's see this transformation of Zach.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited. Terhan, I have one more question, then I'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
What is your ultimate TurboFit dream?
My ultimate TurboFit dream is... to have a community.
For 100 million, sir.
Okay, yes.
We would like to buy this app for $100
like,
million.
No, just a part.
She said no.
I would be like, did he do it? Did he do it?
Never sell the whole thing.
Not a
sell it. No, I'm just kidding.
Never
right.
Sell the whole thing.
What's your dream?
My ultimate dream really is to build a community of people where, you know, we can share our success. And by the way, in the application, there is a community feature like Facebook where you can share your success, you can share recipes, you can reach out to the different trainers,
you can
like and comment on different exercises and give feedback. But we want to build a community, a healthy community of people, and just be a blessing to each other. Because my whole thing, you know, like I'm a teacher, and you don't become a teacher to make money. Although I want to make money, but I really do care. You know, I've talked about, my own journey, and I sympathize with other people that are in that situation. And, you know, statistically, they say in 2030, 2 out of every 3 people are going to be obese. And it's just getting worse and worse.
Is that just in America? Pretty bad
you know, for the future. The near future.
Absolutely. It's more in America, yeah, absolutely, than it is.
But pay the damn teachers. That's all I got.
Right.
Back to the teachers.
They're molding our youth. It's like, yes. You don't want somebody going in there. You want them to go in there happy. I'm paid. I'm about to go teach.
Exactly.
You're going to send them in there underpaid. I'm about to kick my
feet
up.
You know what? You go ahead. Go to the bathroom, Johnny.
Right.
Not Johnny. Little Johnny.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Jesus Christ.
That's true. So, yeah, we really want to help people. And if we could make money doing it, that's all the better.
Yeah.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is there anything else you want people to know about the app or anything that we didn't cover?
Just that you just got to start, you know. It's just making a decision, writing down, okay, I'm going to start at this time, at this place, and nothing's going to stop me. Mm-hmm. That's just the hardest thing for people to do. They say, oh, I don't have enough time, or I don't, you know. But just start. And once you start, and you do one day and just, you know, one foot after the other, one day at a time. And it slowly but surely, it'll become a habit. Mm-hmm. And once you form that habit, like I'm 100% addicted. Like if I don't get a workout, I'm like.
What do they say it is to form a habit? Like 14 days, 11 days or something?
18 days to form a habit? I think it's 18 for maybe a habit, 21 to make it routine or
make
something.
Make it routine.
Yeah, it's something.
I believe in it because when I started doing the Peloton, so much like if I didn't do it, my day was thrown off. I'd be sitting there mad. Like,
yeah.
But I get it.
You'd be like, what's wrong with Zach?
I ain't do my Peloton
today. He didn't get to wear his tights. No.
His little snap. He couldn't snap his shoes in.
Oh, man.
I'm done.
But yeah, and also be on the lookout for some merch too. I'm in the process of designing some. I got like a little sweater and some sweats done so far. I'm trying to get us something going so, you know, you guys can get some cool stuff to work out in, some little water bottles and stuff like that.
Ooh. Can I do some Vans for y'all?
Yes.
Some what?
I always wanted to do like a not a clothing brand. So I was excited.
Bands, yeah. Like the resistance
bands. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, like lap bands. The nice thing with the workouts, it's like you don't have to be in a full-fledged gym. It's stuff that you can do at home. Yeah, so, like, I'll be doing my workout.
The best workouts is bodyweight workouts.
Yeah, I'll have my chair. No weights. I may have, like, a little weight or, like, pick out some books or something. Like, it's
calisthenics.
Yeah, yes. That is true. When I go on the app, I don't feel intimidated.
Yeah.
Like, I need a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I could just feel like I could just do it with whatever I have, like, that's, like, I can access in my home, which for me is, I like more because I feel like when they tell me, okay, get ready, and then you need this, 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 and this, I'm like, all right, I'm done already. Like, I don't want to go get all this shit.
You're like, one, either I don't have it, two, I don't want to get it, or, like, what is that? Like, where do I even get that?
I do like that.
And I like it because I'll be picking workouts sometimes. I'll be like, ooh, this looks like it's going to be easy. Man, those be the little skinny girls that be doing these exercises, and I will be full-fledged sweating. Like, you know what? I will never joke about a Pilates mom or a bar girl.
I took Zach to Pilates with me. I said, you're going to get the shakes. He said,
the shakes are so real.
He was in there.
First, I was good. I was beasting through it, and then
all of a sudden, the shakes hit. And the instructor said, oh, he's shaking.
He's shaking. Zach, yes, I'm shaking.
Stop. Were you
it
a performer?
Was great. Yes.
I was like, I'm shaking like a bitch.
It was great. It was such a good workout. It's such a good workout.
No, I like it. It gets the muscles, you know, it gets the stuff that you don't work out. Yes. The foreign parts of your body.
The first Pilates I went in feeling super good, and I left like,
that next day, it hurts. It hurts.
What is that? Yeah. Like, I didn't know that part of my body even existed. No.
So I'm excited for you guys all to download the TurboFit app. I'm excited to hear your feedback. I feel like, as always, just tell us how you guys feel. I want you guys to leave a lot of feedback on our page, but also on TurboFit's Instagram, and let them know that you came over from TLC and you're going to work out, you're going to do that. Maybe we should have like a Think Loud Crew group and do like a workout with everybody on the live
I
one.
I have an instructor who's one of our listeners. Hey, Nay. She's based in Toronto, but she does like a lot of stretching. I really want to get her on the app. And she does like a lot of live classes.
That's what we need.
So I feel like we could definitely do Think Loud Crew. Like TurboFit, you know, if it's once a week or something, just like we can make like a weekly stretch time or just, you know, just something to move your body because that, you know, that's movement big. Is
I think that'd be great.
So necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
and then
that.
If there's anybody that's in like the schools and you hear this and you're like, wow, I wish my students had access to this, then let us know and we can put you guys in contact with Zach and Turhan. And I want you guys to be able to get this. I want it to be available for you. I want kids to be able to use it or your students if you work at a high school or a middle school or something. So please let us know how we can help get you guys access to the app as well.
Because health and wellness is a priority, you know?
Yeah.
It needs to be a priority.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as you learned on our last episode, the way you end this podcast is with WTF. Or advice. My WTF is that my kid is here and she got to pee again, so I'll be right back.
Man.
Your body works, Ryder. Congratulations.
Is go to the restroom after the first one.
She did.
I was talking about me.
Oh,
you did. I should have went after the first one. No.
But, to too?
No,
I
give.
Is it just going to be Turhan? We can exchange volleyball stories for a second.
No, you're good. You're good. Like, trying to think what I would give. Yeah. You can go first.
Okay. My advice, for me, I grew up as an athlete. I danced and I played volleyball all year round. I played in high school. I played club teams, did like JOs and nationals. And as an adult, I wish I knew more ways to get, you know how there's like pickup leagues with like basketball?
Yeah.
I guess this isn't advice or a WTF. Where are these places for volleyball? Like, are there like pickup volleyball games? Like
at the beach usually, like stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Mainly at the beach. Yeah,
beach volleyball is so
certain
different.
Beaches I know because
yeah,
I've.
I've done.
I used to go to the beach a lot, and I noticed certain beaches would always have like on a certain side, like it's always something going on. But it was like a real scheduled, like you know, orchestrated thing.
Yeah, I miss it so much. When I was in, I went to college briefly. And I had a friend who was trying out for the team at Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah.
And I went with her and she's like, you used to play, will you just come with me? And I was like, no, like, it was like you in football. I was like, you know what? I had issues at the time and I was like, I just can't do it. It's not going to feel the same. Like I had a fucking hamstring injury.
Oh, shit. Hamstring.
And which I got in dance, not even from volleyball, and it messed me up in volleyball. But it's I went with her to the tryout, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go out, and I'm going to do it too. I ended up making the team. She didn't make the team. But it was just, it made me feel so good, and it was just like, I miss that feeling, and it's like one of those things where I feel like when it's in you, like just that athleticism or that muscle memory or just like that physical need of movement, like it's never gonna go away. So yeah, my advice is to go get TurboFit app so that you can move your body like us and be healthy and feel good and take on your day.
Yeah.
Seize that day.
I miss volleyball.
Yeah.
I would just do drills all day if I could.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's a fun sport. Yeah.
It really is. I pray my kids play. Yeah, I really do. Yeah. They're like stuck on basketball and soccer right now. Boz is like, I'm going to be a soccer goalie and go to the NBA. And I'm like, okay. But I really just want him to play volleyball so that he knows how to jump and use his arms and have a high vertical like you, Turner.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah, my only advice is to go download TurboFit app, use the code TLC30 and get that 30% off.
Yeah, that's my advice too. Download the app.
So that one day we can go back to all of Turhan's wealthy circle so we can say, hey, now that we've got this strong base and this is what this app is doing, how do we introduce the sports into it from the angle that, you know,
Absolutely.
Would be beneficial to people. So
yeah. Well, we, you know, Zach and I, we're talking. We've got some great ideas doing sports-specific training and as well as skill training in the app. So doing both. So, yeah, absolutely. TLC 30.
TLC 30. I'm get excited, that 30% guys. Off.
You want to wrap us up, Shy?
All right, guys, where can they follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram at z.terrell or on Snapchat at Zach, T-E-R-R-E-L, Davis.
Turhan, where can they follow you at?
TurboFitApp.com or TurboFit.com. And by the way, that's where you can use your code for the TLC. You have to go on the website.
On the .com, okay.
Yeah.
And then there's also a TurboFit Instagram, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle?
You can follow me at rkylelynn. I would say go to my Instagram, but I ain't been on there in, like, I don't know how long. But
follow her on Snapchat.
Follow me on Snapchat, because the other day, well, Shia's been like, girl, just snap. And I'll be like, I can't do this amount of snaps. Y'all,
it's
I had, like, 180 snaps
the other day. Snapchat is so much fun.
And I was like, am I being excessive? And I got, I swear I got, like, 1,000 followers that day, and I was like,
yeah, it's so much fun.
They like me here.
Okay, guys, you can follow me at Shy Not Shy, and you can follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and check us out on any of your podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. And also, do not forget to tell your crew
about
our crew. Yes, you did.
I'm out of here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well,
Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that, download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.